Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Can I turn the tables to start off? Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
I was coming out of the bathroom today when our program director was coming in.
Yeah.
And you know the state of the men's room on this floor.
It's awful.
But it was worse than usual, like it had been actively used. And I said, wasn't me. How bad does the stink have to be for you to actually say to a stranger coming into the bathroom, it wasn't me? And even if it was you, would you still say it wasn't me?
Which Supreme Court justice offered up, I know it when I see it?
Pornography.
Right? Pornography, right?
Oh, who was it?
Wizard White? I don't know. You know there's a certain smell where you get a look from someone.
Oof.
And, you know, it's maybe the wave in the hands or whatever, where you do say, was not me. A couple former employees who left working this place for very different reasons used to really cause problems in that particular bathroom.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, I'll say it again today, it's possible outside of the first floor, we work in one of the biggest dumps in radio in America.
Yeah.
Are we in the top 10 of the biggest dumps? For a major market radio station.
Yeah.
For a legendary, we are a legendary station. We still have chops.
I believe
in the station more now than I have since I started. I think our programming is damn good. But the building, get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping, you know, they might tear this building down. Did you read that article?
No.
Yes. And I was thinking, maybe they could do a 2-for-1, make sure we're out. Like just have it if you look up.
I want to ask Adam anything. Do you want to stay downtown? If we ever left outside of across the street in Rosemont.
I was going to say Apple Valley.
You know, outside of. I still enjoy downtown.
I do too.
I'd like it if like the company said, hey, we're going to pay for your parking.
That'd be
then
nice.
Then Dave wouldn't walk from Hudson.
Yep.
I mean, he drives from Woodbury to Hudson and then starts walking.
Yes. I do like the vibe of downtown.
You?
I'm okay coming downtown. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the parking that annoys me.
Yeah, it's a pain. It's a pain. Likelihood that our guy George Soros, along with our liberal talking points, I haven't received him yet so
narrative.
Far. I'm a little disappointed, will say, I'm going to pay for your parking. It would just boost spirits.
I think it would be a minor gesture to.
Yeah.
I guess it's not a minor, but.
I think for George, it would be a minor.
Yeah, for George, for sure.
Okay, what do you think about the Twins? What would we guess? How many baseball teams have had a bark at the park, have had a dog event? 10? 15 teams?
Oh, in the majors?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty more popular than that.
More popular than that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, where do you stand in that?
I love it.
I think it's great.
Yep.
I think it's great. Now,
as long as you're not doing it like during a playoff run when it's going to have big crowds, but if you're, you know, like this is perfect time of year, do it.
Note a dog hater, Jason DeRussia. There have been a number of times we've chatted with Jason where Jason gets bugged by when people bring dogs to certain places. I think one of our conversations in the last year was at a restaurant outside, and the dog would not stop barking, and it bugged him. Do we think people who own dogs, because we have more events like this and more restaurants are encouraging, coffee shops are going further than they should in bringing your dogs? And then what kind of tough responsibility is it for the owner to say, hey, you know, sorry, the dog is causing too much of a disturbance. You got to get out of here.
It's easier to do with a dog than it is with a kid.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, that dogs turn up just about everywhere now. And it's amazing. Like you'll be like, oh, here's a dog. I guess we can allow dogs here.
Yes.
So.
There was a time at the Posh and Tony Country Clubs where there's no chance a dog would be there. And there's still plenty of Posh and Tony ones here in town. No. Horse breath all over the place.
Really?
Love it. I've never once been bothered by a dog on a golf course, ever. We're outside. We're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, like if all of a sudden it's the biggest tournament, whatever, dogs, you know.
Leaves its business.
Leaves its business or barking in the backswing. That might be different.
In your line of play. Can you move that?
That's yeah.
A movable object.
How many dogs would we guess were removed from Target Field last night where they weren't obedient enough? Over under three? Would we go under?
I'd say under, oh yeah.
Under? Would you say under?
I think they give the dogs a long leash.
Thank you. Thank you. How many?
I mean, it just wrote itself.
Yes. How many people were complaining about the dogs last night?
Well, they were just in the one section, right? It was just in the outfield, the one left field section?
So. Yes.
You couldn't have them everywhere.
No. No. And by the way, there weren't a lot of people there.
Right. What?
So there wasn't like a lot of complaining was taking place. Ron is called in. Let's get to some callers here and your text. 651-461-9226 on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Ron, thanks for listening. You're on.
Hello. I have a question and a comment. The comment first, you guys are really great at starting us down one path and switching us to a whole different thing.
Did Brad Lane tell you to call?
Yes. Brad, I recognize you.
No, this is which reminds me of my question. About 45 minutes ago, Adam was going to talk to us about slot machines, and Chad, as he is wont to do, diverted the whole conversation to this thing about a solo flight or whatever it was.
Yeah, yes.
But can you tell us your theory about slot machines?
Sounds like Ron's got a pen and paper ready because he's ready to go.
Ron, I'll just take a check for $29.99 made out to Adam Carter, and I'll send you my exclusive notes about what I know about slot machines.
I think Ron's Ron, you're looking for more info, aren't you?
Well, I was. I was kind of interested in what his theory was, but then Dad, he quite often interrupts his guests with
unbelievable
off-the-wall things that nobody cares about.
Yeah,
and I like your show, but stay on point.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Chad.
He was I thought he was friendly, and then he was getting mad at the end.
And essentially, and technically, you were my guest.
Yes. Adam, I was watching Alien Resident per your random review.
Resident Alien.
Oh, okay. Like it a lot. Any other random review recommendations?
If you haven't seen Ripley,
you're all over that.
It's the best
right now.
Limited series I think I've ever seen.
Really?
I think it is. I mean, we're talking one season series.
Yeah. Are you done?
I'm done.
How many episodes?
I think it was 8.
Okay. Why is it so amazing?
The acting.
Let me change the topic here. Hold on. Let's. No, go ahead.
The cinematography is stunning. It's in black and white, but it's absolutely stunning. The guy who plays lead, Andrew Young, Irish actor, is phenomenal in a role where it's just so good. Very, very well done. And I know they had the movie with Matt Damon many years ago. I don't even know if I've seen the movie.
So I liked it. Yeah.
It's the same story. So if you've seen the movie, you probably know what's coming a little bit. But.
Okay.
I was just brilliant.
Excellent recommendation. I'm in. 47 past 12. More of your texts and phone calls when we return on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Adam, what's the worst thing you ever said when you thought the mic was off? Probably pretty tough for you to answer that question, right? Reading your text here. Adam, is it better to wake up after having the most horrible dream ever and realize it was just a dream, or having the most amazing dream of all time and waking up and realizing it wasn't real?
The former. Having that nightmare and waking up and being relieved it wasn't real.
Yeah. Well, like today I was talking to Kathleen, and she said, I had one of the worst dreams of my life. And I said, was it about Quentin? She goes, yes, I don't want to hear a word.
Yeah. I've had those where it's just like I can't even speak about what that dream was.
I don't want to hear any of it. I went to the Twins game last night. Reading your
Biden
text.
Was reelected.
Yes. I went to the Twins game last night. The dogs were great. They showed famous dogs. They found lookalikes in the ballpark. Great. They also played a doorbell chime throughout the game. Great night, actually. Yeah. I like it.
Also, nine dogs on the field wearing White Sox uniforms.
They won't appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, who?
Japan is West United States. Why do we call it the Far East, Adam?
I've always wondered that, and why Europe is still considered the West.
You can try to solve that for us?
Well, that's west of the traditional Eastern powers, I guess.
I think that's it, right? Our friend Mike in Minneapolis has called in. Mike, always a pleasure. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, guys. Well, Saturday was record store day. I think nice. I'm within Chad's 3-day window to say I hope you had a happy record store day, Adam. And my question today is kind of a Minnesota music-related one. Now that the season's over and we're not seeing Travis Kelce's girlfriend every third down, do we still think that the Taylor Tot is a hot dish?
We were just talking about that, about whether or not the bubble has burst on the Swift Mania. And
No is the answer.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, everybody can have a clunker of an album, and it's not going to ruin her. But
yeah. I don't know. It just seems to just not the mania that it was during the season.
A lot of it has to do with the NFL and the tie.
Yeah.
You know? Brilliantly, by the way.
The question is, will it still sell astronomically?
Yes.
Right? Will it still be the highest selling album or however we're consuming music for the entire year? Is that a given? My guess is yes.
I think it's more than likely, yeah.
Right? It's her most criticized work in a long, long time, though, right? Does she have fun with that at all, do we think?
Or does it motivate her, you mean?
Yeah.
Does she get ticked off?
Well, when she gets ticked off, we know what she does.
Yeah.
Is she now going to write songs about every music critic? I saw something, and it's not the first time I've heard it. Why don't the exes respond to her? And I guess they don't respond because they don't want to have another song written about them. Isn't that the most obvious reason?
Or they have fun with it?
Some of the songs, I don't think you really want to have a lot of fun with it. They're pretty mocking, to say the least.
I don't know why. They probably are scared of the Swift Army.
Yes. Adam, will the Vikings draft the best player available?
That will be in my newsletter. My newsletter's back. It's coming up, the draft edition.
Adam, if you were a ventriloquist.
Who says I'm not?
And Chad was your puppet. What's the most incriminating thing you would have him say?
I've got a list.
Oh, my God. The things you would make me say. That would be...
Do the old trick where I'm drinking water and you're still talking.
Do we have any prominent ventriloquists now?
The guy who's in Vegas. Who is that?
But isn't he the guy who's been doing it out there forever?
Yeah, but he's still, I think, massively popular.
How about a new segment on the show, Ventriloquist Talk on the radio?
Jeff Dunham.
That's the one.
That's right. Are you going to go hang and bang? You know, normally you tell us you're going work out. Going to do that later this afternoon?
Get it in before the game.
Yeah?
Two games.
Wolves,
two tilts.
Wolves fever. Man, the NBA was amazing last night.
Yeah, it sure was.
Oh, so good. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Adam, is Jordana back tomorrow? Just you solo?
Thursday. Back Thursday.
Are we doing Dumber again tomorrow?
Yeah, want to do it?
Let's do bonus Dumber. More of Adam tomorrow at 9.